and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that our Father has given us to share in our daily inspiration, to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. It's a Happy New Year. We have no doubt about that. But how do we get started? And that is the topic we've been covering in the whole of this week. Where do we get started? What do? We trust in God for these great things that He will do. We have set our goals. We have made our prayers. We have these visions. And we have made our prophecies. Oh, yes. So how do we get started? In the beginning, God. That is what we saw in the one. Commit your plans to the Lord and He'll establish them. Commit everything, whether big or small. Don't only commit the vision, commit the mission, commit the values, commit everything that goes along your vision to God. God will do it. And then after you do that, take a step of faith. Start moving to the direction of your dream. This is what I'm trusting God to do. So start moving towards that direction. Don't just stay there. Take a step of faith. Faith without works is dead in itself. So try something. Take a step of faith towards that direction. Number three, try something new. Don't always do things the way you have done them before. Abraham, you have stayed in your father's house for too long. I know you know everything in this particular place. You know every sacred place. You know everything. But now I'm challenging you. Leave your father's house to a place. I will assure you, I'm not going to bless you the way you've blessed your father. I'm not going to walk with you the way I've walked with your father. You have to be a bit different. Try something different. That is the challenge that God gave Abraham. And you don't have to approach this year the way you approached previous years. You don't have to do that project the way you did it yesterday or even the other day. Trust God for something fresh and something new, because God is more than willing to do it. Challenge the status quo. Don't agree to a certain tag. Don't agree to a certain name. Jabez challenged the status quo. Oh, that you would bless me. I know I'm called Mr. Pain. Everything in my life, Lord, is allowed pain. But Jabez challenged the status quo. And God is asking you to challenge your status quo. Don't get used to pain. Don't get used to disappointment. Don't get used to being hurt. Challenge the status quo. God is still changing names and changing the addresses of His people. And today, tie yourself to God. Let me tell you that there is a way you can tie yourself to God and it becomes part of your journey. There was a man who, it's like he was starting a new chapter of his life, just the way you were starting a new year. And this man was filled with fear. He did not know what the future held for him. And he was there feeling down. And maybe some of us are feeling down. We are starting the year. We have nothing. We are wondering whether we shall ever amount to anything. God, is this the life that I have to get used with my children? Is this all what there is in life? But this man reached out to God. He knew there is a covenant God, and He is God who ties Himself with humanity. The story of this man is told in the book of Genesis, chapter 28, and I'll start from verse 20. This is what the scripture says. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, in a moment of his weakness, in a moment when he had nothing, in a moment of his fear and anxiety, Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will watch over me in this journey I am taking. I am taking a journey to 2024. If God shall be with me, if God shall enable me to see December, God shall enable me to see the success of this project, the success of this marriage, the success of this relationship, the success of this business or this job. If the Lord shall be with me, this journey I'm taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear. God will sustain me by providing to my needs, so that I return safely to my father's household. Then the Lord will be my God, so that I see the end of 2024, so that I see the end of this project, so that I see the graduation of my children, so that I see this happening. Then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And of all that God will give me, I will give him a tenth. Jacob tied himself to God by way of a vow. When he was down with nothing, filled with fear, filled with anxiety, not knowing what the future will bring forth, he tied himself to God by way of a vow. God, I am in this situation. I am trusting you that one day I will be there in my marriage. I'm trusting you that one day I will be there holding the hand of my children as they walk down the aisle. I'm trusting you that this child whose behavior is wayward, one day will preach the gospel. Oh God, if only you will be with me in this journey that I'm taking. If you will be with me in this project, if you will be with me and you will bring these goals, these aspirations to be, then you shall be my God. Tie yourself to God. Why don't you tie that dream, that hope, that desire, that goal to God? He is faithful to do it. And you will come to a moment of victory as Jacob did. And when the Lord has done it, remember your word and fulfill. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful that you have spoken to us and encouraged us through your word, telling us to tie our lives to your faithfulness because you are faithful to do what you promise. You did it for Jacob, and you will do it for my brother and my sister as they reach out to you. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for encouraging us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother and my sister. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. Thank you for those wonderful comments. Thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. If you have a prayer item, kindly let us know. We will pray together with you. Use the numbers that are there on the screen. You are blessed and you're a blessing. Have yourself an overflow here. You are blessed and thank you so much.